DeepEnglish.com.
Google Earth helps man find his way home. Active Speaking Part C. After the staff failed to find his mother, he was adopted by Australians Sue and John Brierley. Who was he adopted by after the staff failed to find his mother? He was adopted by Australians Sue and John Brierley after the staff failed to find his mother. Sue and John were capable of having children of their own, but they felt strongly that there were enough people on this planet. Were Sue and John capable of having children of their own? Yes, Sue and John were capable of having children of their own. What did they feel strongly that there were enough of on this planet? They felt strongly that there were enough people on this planet. They thought the right thing to do was to help a child that was suffering. What did they think was the right thing to do? They thought the right thing to do was to help a child that was suffering. When Saru arrived, he only spoke a few words of English, but they showered him with love and attention. How many words of English did Saru speak when he arrived? Saru only spoke a few words of English when he arrived. Did they shower him with gifts? No, they didn't shower him with gifts. They showered him with love and attention. Saru picked up English quickly and was a popular kid. What did Saru pick up quickly? Saru picked up English quickly. Was he a popular or unpopular kid? He was a popular kid. He adapted well to Australian culture and settled into a normal life going to school and sailing with his father. What did he adapt well to? He adapted well to Australian culture. What kind of life did he settle into? He settled into a normal life going to school and sailing with his father. He never forgot his mother, though. Did he ever forget his mother? No, he never forgot his mother. He said, "Even though I was with people I trusted, my new family, I still wanted to know how my family is." Did he trust the people he was with? Yes, he trusted the people he was with. What did he still want to know? He still wanted to know how his family is. Will I ever see them again? Is my brother still alive? Can I see my mother's face once again? Did he wonder if he will ever see them again? Yes, he wondered if he will ever see them again. Did he wonder if his brother was still alive or if he could see his mother's face once again? Yes, he wondered if his brother was still alive and if he could see his mother's face once again. I would go to sleep and a picture of my mom would come in my head. When he went to sleep, what would come in his head? When he went to sleep, a picture of his mom would come in his head. Some years after graduating from university, Saru felt a strong urge to find his roots. When did Saru feel a strong urge to find his roots? Saru felt a strong urge to find his roots some years after graduating from university. Using Google Earth, he pored over satellite images looking for any sign of his hometown. What did he use? He used Google Earth. Why did he pore over satellite images? He pored over satellite images looking for any sign of his hometown. Hours in front of the computer turned to days, which turned to months, and then to years. What turned to days, then months, and then to years? Hours in front of the computer turned to days, then months, and then to years. India is a vast country with over a billion people, 67,000 kilometers of track, and 10,000 train stations. Is India a small country? No, India isn't a small country. India is a vast country. How many people are there? There are over a billion people. Are there 67,000 kilometers of track and 10,000 train stations? Yes, there are 67,000 kilometers of track and 10,000 train stations. To say it was like finding a needle in a haystack would be an understatement, but he was undeterred. Would saying it was like finding a needle in a haystack be an understatement? Yes, saying it was like finding a needle in a haystack would be an understatement. Did he give up? No, he didn't give up. He was undeterred. He figured out how fast trains traveled and created a search radius based on the possible speed of the train and the time he remembers being aboard it. What did he figure out? He figured out how fast trains traveled. Did he create a search radius based on the possible speed of the train and the time he remembers being aboard it? Yes, he created a search radius based on the possible speed of the train and the time he remembers being aboard it. It encompassed 962,300,000 square kilometers. How many square kilometers did it encompass? It encompassed 962,300,000 square kilometers. He slowly began to narrow down his search radius by what he remembered about the weather. How did he slowly begin to narrow down his search radius? He slowly began to narrow down his search radius by what he remembered about the weather.